CliffCentral.com.
CliffCentral.com. I just played you Robbie Williams, Shit on the Radio, from the album Take the Crown. So today we celebrate Team Freedom Day in South Africa. One has to be proud thinking where we come from. There's so much that had happened in our country. We lost an innocent soul. So it's only fair if you and I make the most of it. Well, how? By celebrating peace, unity, and humanity. Let's remember our brothers, mothers, cousins, and our fellow Africans. We say no to xenophobia. It stops today. Welcome to Bionic on Cliff Central. It's a pleasure to spend the next hour with you. Now, for today's burning question, we are talking about freedom of expression. An activist, Sabine Mohammed, was shot and killed by two gunmen in Pakistan. She hosted a controversial discussion on disappearance of people in the president of Balochistan. She knew that what she was doing was going to get her into a whole lot of trouble, and it was dangerous, and she had received death threats before. So a story about a woman. Actually, this is a story about a woman that was killed for hoping for a place that is fair, with liberty and justice for all. Does freedom of speech give the right to offend? That's the question that I have in mind, actually, and I'd like to hear from you what's your take on it. And we need to make sure that we actually get to understand it further, because one of the questions that I ask myself when it comes to freedom of expression, you know, it's very simple for a skinny person to make a joke about a fat person, and they'll be offended. But if you take a look at it in the other way, when a fat person makes a joke about a skinny person, they don't get that much offended. Same applies to rich people making jokes about poor people. Like, it becomes problematic at most of the times. So I'd like to know from you. Tell me more about it. 061-555-189. Tweet at cliffcentral.com. Hashtag free at lust. The biggest hypocrite in 2015. I'm an African, black as the moon. Been feeling like this since I was 16. I want you to recognize I'm a proud monkey. Those are the words of Kendrick Lamar. Going back to our topic, we live in a civilized society, and I think it's important that we need to be responsible for some of the things we say. I mean, think about it. You cannot legislate for someone else's behavior or what they say. You can only decide how you're going to respond to that situation. Well, that's my opinion. I want to hear yours. Why is it offending when skinny people make a joke about fat people, but normal when fat people make jokes about skinny people? Same applies to rich people and poor people as well. Feel free to drop a comment. 0861-555-189. Freedom of speech can get out of hand, like rape jokes Bill Cosby shared during one of his stand-up shows. Funny how the audience loved it. And at the point during his show, a woman in the front row got up out of a seat and asked Bill Cosby where she was going. She told him that she was going to the bar and asked if he needed a drink. Bill said no, then said, "You have to be careful about drinking about me." Like, we all know about their agenda and stories behind Bill Cosby and raping and stuff. Like, for him to actually stand out there and make a joke about something like rape. Like, it's not funny when someone is raping you. Like, being a rape victim, I think, is one of the hardest things. And also, like, at some other point, if you look at it, when it comes to freedom of speech, like, one can say they're expressing themselves. Like, we really need to be careful what we say at most of the time. And also, what I found very interesting is that a lot of people practice freedom of speech each and every day without thinking about the next person. So I'd like you to take a second today, since it's Freedom Day, practice your freedom of speech, but always be careful of what you're saying. You know, like, violence is something else, and it can start from freedom of speech. So counting your words and being careful of what you're saying is very important. And also, I think it is ridiculous to say you have the absolute right to say whatever you like, which is why we have defamation laws and libel wars as well. And also, like, power of words. Words are very important no matter what. Coming up next is The Script with No Words. Well written, well received, and definitely well sung. Giving you the current affairs of my views. I could talk all night long about a song.
Giving you the pointers on where you're going wrong. I could talk all year long about the net. Sending you the links I think you haven't seen yet. I'd like to tell you things that I think you never heard, but never know words.
Irish band The Script kickstarted their Australian tour this past Friday in front of the crowd that loved every minute of the two-hour set. Talented American singer Carlton Avery opened the show for the band, announcing that The Script gave him his break. Just as he was fulfilling his dream of becoming a musician, the pop rock band opened their No Sound Without Silent tour with one of their most recent songs, Paint the Town Green. And we just played you No Words. Freedom of speech is what we're pushing today. Make sure that you tweet us at cliffcentral.com, at Bionic Force, and hashtag cliffcentral.
It has been locked away from the eyes of the world, chained, never to be released. But now, it wants to get out. Stay tuned to Cliff Central weekdays to find out how you can unleash the Jeep Renegade. Find hidden codes and videos posted by Jeep SA, and you could win Jeep Renegade prizes, as well as become the person to single-handedly unleash the Jeep Renegade upon the shores of South Africa. Are you renegade enough?
I'm a renegade, I just hit the ground running.
Visit unleashrenegade.co.za to find out. T's and C's apply.
I am the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye-Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye-Gold, we are one.
Brand new music courtesy of cliffcentral.com. Here's the ever popular Rihanna, Bitch Better Have My Money. I'm definitely sure the feeling is mutual between DAEFF and Jacob Zoo. Brand new Rihanna, Bitch Better Have My Money. In other news that got my eyebrows raised into my forehead, and I think I lost them, that probably makes zero sense, right? But still, it has been rumored that Chris Brown and Rihanna are getting back together again. Yep, just after their previously released duet was leaked online, the eagle-eyed onlooker saw them looking very cozy in a flight, which obviously means they are now engaged and doing the horizontal hokey-cokey all over again. Wow, I think those two, nobody can get those two apart. Still tune into your number one online radio, cliffcentral.com, with me, Bionic, giving you nothing but the best of your favorite gems. You and I come a very long way, where we began, and for that, I would like to thank you. And also, interesting enough, I came across an article that showed that Paul Walker's car in the Fast and the Furious, the 2001 movie, is up for sale, and the highest bidder will take the prize possession. It is a 1993 Toyota Supra that is priced, its price ranges between $150,000 and $200,000. You know, like, yo, if I had that money, trust me, I was going to cut myself that car just to have it, man. Like, you know, it's collector's item. Paul Walker's tribute by Wiz Khalifa is been doing very well on the charts. It's currently topping the official single charts for the second week right now. Here's the brand new one from Wiz Khalifa. See you again. Well written. Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, one of my personal favorite songs. You're still tuning into your number one show. This is Bionic on cliffcentral.com. A big shout out to you for streaming in live via www.cliffcentral.com. Remember to hit me up on Twitter at Bionic Force. More kicking tunes. We're talking local music now. He dropped his album, Family Values, and he's doing very good, man. Let's go out and support local music. Ricky Rick, like he made a name for himself after dropping Boss Zonke, and that's coming up next.
Pop my pasela, pop champagne.
Yeah. stone and fuck for it on the vision. It don't get your hand or for it when ever wrong. Sit your hand every song, don't take it in love and test. The secret spanner, this book funny skeleton cuts.
Jack Farrell, Fifi, Fall Farm. You gotta love local music. Before that, we gave you Ricky Rick with Bozonke. Now, it's Sleep Central's birthday on the 1st of May, and to celebrate, we're giving away R500,000 worth of smartphones. You can win by just listening to the question on Sleep Central. Submit your answer on WeChat by tapping Connect, then Competition on the menu. If you want to upgrade or need a new smartphone, we'll hook you up with a Samsung Galaxy S4. Win with SleepCentral.com and WeChat for the month of April. Visit www.sleepcentral.com for more details. Terms and conditions apply. The question is very easy. Which is your favorite show on cliffcentral.com? Remember, you can win by just listening out for the question. And I'm going to repeat it again. Which is your favorite show on cliffcentral.com? Towards the end of the show, who knows, you might get yourself that prize. Coming up next is more of your international jams. Here is Jamie Foxx featuring Chris Brown. You Changed Me. Jamie Foxx featuring Chris Brown, You Changed Me. We're still running a competition. Remember, it's Cliff Central's birthday on the 1st of May. And to celebrate, we're giving away R500,000 worth of smartphones. You can win by just listening to the question on Cliff Central. Submit your answer on WeChat by tapping Connect, then Competition on the menu. If you want an upgrade or need a new smartphone, we'll hook you up with a Samsung Galaxy S4. Win with Cliff Central and WeChat for the month of April. Throughout the month of April, visit www.cliffcentral.com for more details. Terms and conditions apply. Today's question, which is your favorite show on Cliff Central? Remember that you can submit your answer on WeChat by tapping Connect, then Competition on the menu. Coming up next is more of a kicking tunes, and I also got a surprise for you. Yes, freedom of speech. I'll show you how I express myself.
I'ma stay rapping my real. That is some shit. Don't go do. Bust the commas. That's some bust the commas. That's some bust the commas. Do this shit, promise. Yeah. Hips. Hips. That shit don't do.
CliffCentral.com, this is Future. Fuck up some commas. Yeah, we're turning up on Freedom Day. It is 12 minutes before I vacate the building, but I cannot leave you just like that. One of the most beloved 90s animated film is coming to theater, and nope, it's not another Disney show. It's a show inspired by Anastasia. In some works, it will be premiered at Hartford Stage in Connecticut in May 2016 and run for a month, organizers announced this week. The cast of the new musical has not been announced, nor have any plans to bring the show to Broadway. Loosely based on a true story, the film produced by 20th Century Fox Pictures starred Meg Ryan as the long-lost Russian princess Anastasia Romanov, who was raised as an orphan known as Anya and lost her memory as a child after she was escaped. She escaped an attack from a royal family by an evil sorcerer called Christopher Lloyd, which sparked the Russian Revolution. Make that very loosely based on true story. And talking about freedom of speech, you know, I'd like to thank you very much for tuning in to CliffCentral.com and making it your number one online station. This is a single that I did in 2012. It was also featured as a soundtrack for a movie called B-Section. It's a local movie. And yeah, man, it keeps on growing and growing. And today I just wanted to share it with you just to show you how much I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Back in this case again. I love this feeling, Papa.
Thank you, Daso. Yeah, man, I love it so much. Featuring Clavisto on this one. It is 53 minutes past one. Thank you very much for tuning into Bionic on Cliff Central. Remember, if you want to get hold of me, you can tweet me at Bionic Force. While you're at it, highlight me on Facebook as well. Search Bionic Force. Let's do this again very soon. You know when I say very soon, it is really soon. Enjoy the rest of your Freedom Day.
CliffCentral.com.